It's Eve LaRock. Big summer anthem that. Rise up. Hello, it's Scott. It's just gone 4:45 on Monday night. Number again, chappers.
Oh, I wasn't listening then as the jingle went out, so I don't know.
0770 774 914. Put it in your phone, hand it out when you're in the uncomfortable situation where the person you really don't want to speak to in the bar or club asks for your number. Don't give them your number, give them the Flirt Divert number. Right, all the usuals as you would expect after a weekend on Flirt Divert today. And there are some quite strange ones as well, like this.
Hello, this is a message for Lottie. Found your balloon in the park at the bottom of Walton Park Lane at the weekend, and it says to call you. So I have. Okay, bye.
Right, so someone's put the Flirt Divert number on a balloon. She thinks she's going to win some kind of prize, doesn't she? That's why she's rang up.
Found your balloon in the park.
Random.
Oh, she sounds really sweet.
Now, this one's also quite confusing. Listen.
Hello, I received a postcard off you yesterday as regards to relocating to Wales. Would it be possible for you to ring me as soon as possible, please? Thank you. Bye.
Is someone putting postcards through people's letterboxes trying to convince them to move to Wales? And putting the Flirt Divert number on? If they are, we've only had one person wanting to do that.
Keen to do it.
So far.
I received a postcard off you yesterday as regards to relocating to Wales.
One reply so far, but she does seem keen, doesn't she?
Maybe there's just a backlog. Maybe the others all flood
they'll
in.
They'll come through.
Yeah.
Now, I've included this message for one reason and one reason only. It's not a particularly exciting message. I want you to see if you can try and guess why I've put this message in our little montage here, okay?
Oh, hello, Zoe. It's Jonty Royal back again. I meant to tell you that there is a tutorial at 7 o'clock at the annex to the County Hall in Norwich, if you were able to come. Bye.
Right, why have I put that message in?
I don't know.
Because his name's flipping Jonty.
Jonty Royal back again.
No one's called Jonty.
I would imagine you met a few Jonties on Saturday.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I imagine his mum and dad in the hospital. What should we call him? Jonty, that's right, yes. That's not a real name. Right, seriously, if there's any Jonties listening to Radio 1 right now, text me on 81199. If your name is Jonty, I don't believe you actually exist.
Jonty Royal back again.
Jonty. Now, listen to this. It's time for some sport on Flirt Divert.
Oh, Ian, I'm calling about this football team in Kidderminster. We want to be the Lone Rangers, me and my mates. Also, when we come on to the pitch, we'll pay you extra for the speakers and that, but our football team's Lone Rangers FC, and can we have this music when we come on? I don't think it's the Lone Rangers. I think it's the Lone Rangers. It's something like that. But it makes sense and everyone will laugh. So, yeah. Give me a call back on this number. Thanks a lot. Bye.
That's not the Lone Rangers, is it? That's not Lone Rangers.
What is it?
Lone Rangers is.
And what was he doing?
It's different.
And it should be.
Oh, I forgot. It should be.
But it makes sense and everyone will laugh.
They won't because. They won't because that's not the Lone Ranger. Right, and now it's time for a new game. Right. Try and guess why these people have been given the Flirt Divert number. This one, to start with, quite easy.
Hi, Lucy, it's me, Michael, from Saturday night. Don't know if you remember me, we were both absolutely bladdered. I was just stuck around on the karaoke, it kept singing, I want to have your baby.
I think I know why he's been giving it.
I was just stuck it on in the karaoke. It kept singing, I want to have your baby.
Yeah.
Didn't even laugh then, did he? He was like, no. Yeah, I was singing, I want to have your baby. Yeah. Also, try and guess why this one's been given the number.
Hello, Hannah. This is the chap that you met in For Your Eyes Only. You give me a number. Give us a ring, darling. All right, bye.
Now, we've had this on the show before. For Your Eyes Only is some kind of lap dancing club, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
I can't remember, yeah. To be honest.
Now, I don't know about you, but in my experience, lap dancers don't tend to give out their real number to punters, do they?
I'm not 100% sure.
We've all been there, let's face it. You've been at a lap dancing club at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're really friendly while you're stuffing 20 quid notes down their pants. And then, can I get your number, darling? And next thing you know, your voice is on Radio 1, you've been given the Flirt Divert number. They don't have
20 quid notes in a pack. I've only ever seen a lap dance once, that was in a pub in Hull, and they just pass a jug and you throw a quid in.
Hello, Hannah. This is the chap that you met in For Your Eyes Only. You give me a number. Give us a ring, darling. All right, bye.
Yeah, she really liked me. No, she's a lap dancer. It's her job. It's a strange job, isn't it? It's a strange job.
What I've ever considered, I have to be honest with you.
Why has this guy been given the number, do you think?
Hey there, Joey, it's Moggy G. Can you do me a favour? Give me a little ring. My number's... Nice one, bud. Damn it.
His name?
Hey there, Joey, it's Moggy G.
It's Moggy G.
And Moggy
he's
G.
He's got a real way of talking to the ladies.
Hey there, Joey, it's Moggy G.
Nice one, bird. Is that what girls like to hear?
Well, they like to be
nice
called
one, bird.
Yeah, nice one, bird.
Nice one, bird.
There are an awful lot of jaunties.
No, they're not.
There are hundreds and hundreds.
Are there?
Yeah.
Nice one, bird.
Okay, I'll have a look at that.
Jaunty Royal back again.
That was the Killers on Radio 1. Right, I feel I have to do some kind of apology. I am so sorry to everyone listening right now called Jaunty. I didn't realise there were so many of you, and I did just say I don't believe it's a real name. Now, I completely have to face up to the fact that it is a real name. I never thought there'd be so many Jaunties listening to Radio 1. There are millions of them.
Yeah, it's short for Jonathan. Just a couple of texts. My three-year-old son, Hugo, used to play with a little boy called Jaunty. It's a lovely name. And my seven-year-old, Jaunty, is very upset. And
I'm so sorry.
That's from Petrina.
Sorry. I'm sorry to all Jaunties.
What are you laughing at there?
I don't know.
Now you're going to have all the Petrinas on.
No, now all the Petrinas are going to hate me as well. I'm sorry to all the Jaunties and Petrinas. Radio 1, hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Ian here.
Hello, how can I help?
Just the guy from Flirt Divert with the music. It was actually Bonanza, not the Lone Ranger he was given.
Right, so he wanted to be called the Lone Rangers,
yeah.
His football team, but he's... doing the Bonanza theme instead.
He's actually doing the Bonanza, so the obvious must be Cowboys.
Right, so this is the one that he wants. Oh, this is the one that he wants. And that you're saying that's Bonanza, right?
That's Bonanza, yeah.
Right. And the Lone Ranger is...
That's exactly right, yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm glad that we've got that sorted out.
They're all cowboys, aren't they?
Yeah, but it'd be stupid if he came out on the pitch and the wrong one was on.
Yeah, because...
People shooting at him.
I don't know. So many people can spot the difference.
People shooting at him.
Yeah. As in, like, guns and football.
Right, I see, right.
Yeah.
I thought you were making some kind of Kidderminster joke there.
Oh, dear. But it makes sense and everyone will laugh.
Well, they won't.
If there's a Petrina in Kidderminster, she'll be after you.
But it makes sense and everyone will laugh.
Details of Radio 1's 6 weeks of summer.